Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We reading from Fazali Amal, Virtues of the Glorious Quran. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Learn the Quran and read it, because the example of a person who learns the Quran, reads it, and recites it in Tahajjud Salah is like an open bag full of musk, whose beautiful smell spreads over the whole place. A person who has learned the Quran but sleeps while the Quran is in his heart is like a bag full of musk but with its lid closed. The example of a person who learns the Quran and cares for it, and recites it in Tahajjud Salah is like that of a musk container which, if opened, fills the whole house with its sweet smell. In the same way, the whole house is lit up with the nur and barakah because of the reading of the Quran by the Hafiz. Even if the Hafiz remains asleep or does not read because of laziness, the Quran in his heart is in any case like musk." Hadith number 15. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He in whose heart there is no part of the Quran is like an empty house." Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He in whose heart there is no part of the Quran is like an empty house." In reality, shaitan gets hold of an empty house. Similarly, a heart without any Quran gets trapped by shaitan. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, "The house in which the Quran is read, its household members increase, virtues and barakah multiply, angels come down upon them, and shaitan runs far away from there. But the house in which the Quran is not read, life there becomes difficult and empty of barakah. Angels leave the house and shaitan stays in it." Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and some others reported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have said, "An empty house is one in which the Quran is not read." Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to read the Quran. Reading from the Kitab of Mu'asharat, Islamic Social Etiquette. Etiquettes of the Employee. As an employer, you assume the position of authority which has to be discharged with compassion and justice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Woe to the rulers, leaders and trustees. Please. On the day of resurrection, some people will wish that they could be suspended between the heaven and the earth rather than having to face the burden of their responsibilities." Note, it is necessary to abide by the rules and regulations of the company you are working for on condition that it does not contradict the teachings of Sharia. Number one, the employer should clearly outline the duties of the employee at the time of employment so that disputes do not arise at a later stage. The hours of work, salaries and holidays should also be fixed. Number two, the employer should respect employees at all times. Never misbehave or be abusive to them. He may be firm, but in a polite manner. Number three, salaries should be credited to their accounts punctually. If staff had worked overtime, then they should be paid accordingly in full. Number four, all employees should be treated equally, irrespective of their level of education, qualifications, race, or family background. Do not give special treatment to a special employee because he is your family friend. Number five, employers should show some form of appreciation to those that work well. Number six, it is necessary to be transparent with employees. Never hide anything from them. Number seven, employers should lend a sympathetic ear to the employees' grievances and try their level best to resolve the matter. Do not leave them unattended as they can become a major concern later. Number eight, If any of the employees have confided in the employer, then he should keep it confidential and not share it with others. Number nine, employers should pay their employees a fair salary. Number ten, employees should be given the freedom to raise an issue without any fear of retaliation. Number eleven. Employers should fulfill all promises that were made at the time of employment. Number twelve. Employers should ensure that employees are given their break or lunch hour in full. If the employee is a Muslim, special care should be given. The time is given off for Zuhr and Asr Salah. In Ramadan, the workload of Muslim employees should be lessened and work time could be reduced. Number 13, if an employee had accidentally damaged or broken some item, then the employer cannot hold him responsible. Yes, if it was done intentionally, then he may be held accountable. 14, employing strange women to work for one when she will have contact with other men is not permissible. Employing strange women to work for one when she will have contact with other men is not permissible. If all the laws of hijab are observed, then it will be permissible to hire her. However, her instruction, salary, etc. should be given by another mahram female of the boss or by means of one of her male family members. Number 15, take into consideration the feelings of non-Muslim employees. Explain to them with wisdom and politeness if they have any doubt regarding any aspect of Islam. Do not brush them aside thinking that they are non-Muslims. In actual fact, it is our duty to give them practical dawah to Islam at all times, and occasionally to give them verbal dawah to Islam. And number 16, make dua for all one's employees. Occasionally give them gifts. This will foster love. This will create love. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. We started discussing the rights of the Quran Sharif which we have to fulfill. Yesterday we discussed that we must have full convincing iman that this is the word of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, and this is our perfect guide, and we must follow it in order to satisfy our Creator, make our Allah happy, and to be successful in this world also and in the year after. Today, when there are a lot of other ideologies, lot of other theories, lot of other things, we are Muslim, must get more acquainted with the Quran, and our children also, we must introduce them to the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and in a practical way, we should try and live the Quran Sharif also. Another very important right of the Quran Sharif is the love of the Quran Sharif. We have to cultivate this love in our children also, in us also, and we should check ourselves also. Like for many 50 things, we have a checklist. So we check ourselves, how much love have I got for the Quran? I think today we can easily compare it with our cell phones, that how much love we got for our cell phones. We make sure it's on its place, etc. And it beeps, then we want to know what message came, but from Allah's side, what message has been given to us, how much are we interested in that, how much have we got that feeling for that. Also, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, is quoted in Fadail al-Quran Sharif, that a person advises that were given. Allah Ta'ala says that when you get a letter from your friend, from your beloved one, then how much care you take to read it. You stop, you sit properly, and you take it out and you read every letter and you try and understand everything. Great importance is given to it. For the Quran Sharif, how much importance do we give? How do we try and read correctly also? How much do we try to understand what is the message? How many of us, perhaps whole life passes, but even the last 10 surahs, we didn't think of knowing the meaning of that. Perhaps Alhamd Sharif, inshallah, that we all know what is the meaning. But also, there is a lot of details. As we mentioned, one Mufassir wrote 30 volumes just on Surah Fatiha. So how much there is. Well, of course, we will not go into so much, but at least reasonably, or even less than that, at least our namaz. From Allahu Akbar till Assalamu alaik wa rahmatullah, our attahiyat, our durood sharif, that also, how much do we, have we learnt it? And we know the meaning. And this is more for the general public, otherwise students, mashallah, ulama, they are all aware, but how much do we understand the meaning? And in namaz also, when a person is reading at-tahiyyat, but how much of feeling do we read it? And we all know when we read Durood Sharif and we hear Allahumma salli, we all get elevated. It makes us so happy when it's read, happy when it's read, happy when it's read. So do we get that feeling when we read it in namaz? That we are sending durood on them, durood on them, durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has given us the opportunity. So that is with regard to namaz. Quran Sharif, the love of the Quran Sharif should be in our hearts. Little children, how much they know the games, how much they know all the cartoons, etc. That is so much. But Quran Sharif, how much of love? How much do we engender that love in our children for the Quran Sharif? At one time, very long ago, children needed to have some a booster. So Scott's emulsion is good for the children. So before I brought it, I told them it's like ice cream and it's very nice and that. Whereas the taste of it is not nice at all. But they all took it happily. So like that, if our children, with regard to Quran Sharif, we tell them how much do we spend time to make their mind that this is the word of Allah Ta'ala, this is the most, the word of the most beloved, the most beautiful, the most kind, the most compassionate, the greatest. And we build their minds like that. Many other things, how the children's minds are built. Like that, we should try and build the minds of the children. But that will happen when our minds are built. If it is in us and we got that love of Quran Sharif, that respect of Quran Sharif. It is said also with regard to the founder of the Turkish Khilafat. He was an ordinary person, but he loved to make, he was very, very hospitable. Anyone would come in his town, he would in his little village, he would show hospitality to them. And his ways like that, many people are, they are, mashallah, very pious, righteous, other people don't like it. They oppose that person. So his town people, village people opposed him and chased him out of their village. He went to his sheikh and there he stayed for the night. The sheikh showed him his room to sleep and when he slept, he saw in one of the shelves a Quran Sharif. So out of respect of the Quran Sharif, the whole night he didn't sleep. He just said that how can I stretch my legs like that when the Quran Sharif is there. On that basis, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala chose him, and the beginning of the Turkish Khilafat Usmani started from there. And it is very, very interesting how then Allah Ta'ala, when Allah opens the doors, how Allah opens the doors and how things just work out. But this is all on that respect also. Bishar Hafi Rahmatullah Ali, it is famous about him. He was not first a very deeny inclined. And Hafi means a person without shoes. So anyway, because he never wore shoes, he said that wal arda farashnaha, that Allah says we have put a carpet on the earth. And he says, how can I walk on Allah's carpet with my shoes? Allah Ta'ala in turn, again, how Allah opens the doors, Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and to have that courage to move there. The closed doors, just have courage to move there. Allah opens them. That Allah made it such that wherever he walked, little like stones, thorns, dirt, it was all cleared. Every way it was clear for him. I mean, he determined to respect the earth of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala honored him in this way. Anyway, when he was still not Bishar Hafi, it was the old days, he found a little paper on which the name of Allah was written, ayat of Quran, something, La ilaha illallah, and he showed great respect to it. He picked it up, he cleaned it, and nicely, and he put it in a nice, high place. Like a person who is far from deen, and he showed this great respect on that, Allah chose him. And then Allah Ta'ala and many other people on just the small, small things. And once Allah chooses a person and he's chosen by Allah, everything gets done. Then Allah sees to everything. So that is the respect of the Quran Sharif, which is connected with the love of the Quran Sharif, also. But today, basically, to have this great love of the Quran Sharif. Maulana Ibrahim Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, explained that when they went to the northern part of Mozambique, where many people don't even have Quran Sharifs, there the local people who never saw a Quran Sharif, a manuscript, a mushaf of the Quran in their lives, they asked them for Quran Sharifs. They had that love for Quran Sharif. Their own personal copies, they gave it to them. They asked for more, they didn't have. Then they came and they kissed the hand that touched the Quran Sharif. How much of love for Quran Sharif. And on this, what and what don't they give? And also, I remember he explained that on one occasion, right in the jungles of Africa, high grass growing very high, they had to go somewhere and they go right in the bushes. And this is also because of the great love of the Quran Sharif and Sharif. And they have printed the 13-line Quran Sharif, and almost anywhere you go, you find it there. So this is also their love. And to teach the children the beginning of qaida, and to learn Quran Sharif, where and where they go. And we all know that very, very wealthy family, but what they sacrifice. So walking in these, really right in the jungles, they found one time a man and woman, husband and wife, walking, and they had a small little paper, one page of Quran Sharif. He is reading and he's teaching her. Right in the, we don't know where Allah's rahmat is pouring down in the world. And this is in the jungles of Africa, and this is in the concrete jungles of America and Europe also. People there also are sitting, reading Quran Sharif, teaching, learning, etc. Throughout the world, Allah has kept His beautiful roses and flowers. May Allah Ta'ala choose us also, and we also get engaged with Quran Sharif. It is reported also that one muhaddith who teaching hadith for so many years, everything, but his salvation, Allah granted him his najat, that on one occasion he taught an ordinary person Surah Fatiha. He took out time and he taught him Surah Fatiha. On that Allah Ta'ala. So the Quran Sharif is a great kitab. So the love of the Quran Sharif, Allah brings it into our hearts. And that we in our houses we read Quran Sharif, in our cars we read Quran Sharif, in our businesses we read Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, this is the month that we connect with Quran Sharif, and then the rest of the year we keep that connection also. So may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala grant us the true love of the Quran Sharif. And together with the love of the Quran Sharif, the respect of the Quran Sharif also. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar ul-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when we were born, we didn't have clothes. I don't know if this is part of what Hazrat told, but the main part of what Hazrat said is coming. When we were born, we didn't have clothes, but then our parents, whoever was in charge, they put clothes for us. After clothes, they didn't let us live in the felt or something. We lived in a house. So Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the Quran Sharif also put clothes on it. That is, cover the Quran Sharif. Don't just leave it like that. And after that, don't leave the Quran just like that also. Put it in a juzdan. That also we should do. When we mentioned it one time, Qari Rafiq Sahib, Allah reward him, mashallah, he had all the Quran Sharifs covered. We put them into, put covers on the Quran Sharif. And if we can, Allah give us tawfiq, we go from masjid to masjid, or at least in our masajid where we are, and we pack the Qurans nicely. Now, alhamdulillah, to a great extent, Quran Sharif, the shelves in the masajid are kept neat. But at one time, it was not like that. But even now, we must check ourselves. And a person who's got love for Quran Sharif, he will do it. We go from masjid to masjid. spend half a day, whatever we can, Allah give us tawfiq, very nice to speak, and just to listen, but to actually do it, what Allah won't give for His kalam. And we go and we pack the Qurans nicely. Any Qurans which are torn, we try and have them repaired if possible. Or other put nice, other Quran Sharifs, Un-Sharifs. This is a great, great service, and it is the honor of the Quran Sharif. And then also, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Hussab Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the cover of the Quran Sharif, wash it also from time to time. Normally we don't think of it, we just keep on using it and we don't think of it. And how much Allah and the love of Quran, he should say then that water, that cover that touched the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, don't throw that water, let it go down the sink. Because that goes with the sewage water. So don't let that go there. Take that water and sprinkle it in the house. How much of barakat there will be. And if not that, at least throw it in the garden. Let it go there. But don't just throw it like that. And we should try and keep the Quran Sharif in a juzdan also. So this is all the love and the respect of the Quran Sharif. And who will show love and respect to Quran Sharif? Inevitably, Allah will show love to him. Allah will show respect to him. Give that person respect. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with the reality of the love of the Quran Sharif and then the respect of the Quran Sharif. May Allah grant me and us all and that we fulfill all the rights of the Quran Sharif. Then all the virtues which are mentioned will also automatically come. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with the love and the respect of the Quran Sharif. Thank you.